You're like, oh, that's not who I am. Why am I saying all that? Why am I speaking like that? Why am I being like that? It's your shadow, mate. It's your fucking shadow. Work with it. Choose an element that you see, that you recognize, that you're not comfortable with, and just be like, right, you, we're going to transmute this. We're going to work through this. It's choosing to be conscious of the shadow, choosing to be conscious of how you respond from that place now. Now that you're aware of it, how are you going to respond from it? Are you going to reject it? Are you going to love it? And it's just funny that we're talking about shadow work. And I'm like, yeah, let's go for a nice, you know, la-di-da walk in the forest. And it's like, oh, well, actually, there's shitloads of mud here. You're wearing the wrong shoes. Your hair and your top and everything is getting stuck in the fucking nettles and your legs are itching. But at the same time, I'm like, no, this is where I need to be.
Hello, my loves, and welcome to Align Within, a podcast to bring awareness to your most authentic self and guided in a way to help you ignite the infinite wisdom within your own being and consciousness. Hosted by Lauren Fleck, a multi-passionate, playful, spiritual, authentic freedom seeker who absolutely loves to dive deep into all things spiritual, sacred wisdom, being consciously aware, and unapologetically authentic, just to name a few. So within each episode, we're going to be discussing a range of topics based on new and old age spirituality, found and shared through my own personal experiences, as well as through the experiences of others around me. So we can collectively heal and continue the journey with a more playful and not so serious approach. So take what resonates and leave the rest behind. And if you want to dive deeper, you can follow Align Within for more juicy episodes. All links are within the show notes. So let's jump in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another video. Welcome back to the podcast, whichever platform you're listening. Today, I'm going to take you on a little journey with me whilst we discuss shadow work. Today's going to be a shadow-based topic because it's been very present for me the past couple of weeks, especially with this eclipse portal that we've had ourselves in. And I think the energies is definitely going to be lingering a few weeks after the energies are going to be lingering. So I felt like it was really relevant to touch on this, especially with the things that have been coming up for me. I've done a lot of shadow work in the past, and I can definitely say that it is super beneficial for our healing and our growth. But today is going to be different because I'm going to be going for a little walk in the forest. And I thought, you know what, why don't I record and discuss this at the same time? It's going to feel a little bit like a voice note. So you're going to hear probably background noises. I'm just sat in my back garden at the moment. As you can hear, there's dogs barking and everything. The birds are chirping. I can hear work going on in the background, but it kind of feels quite nice to do something slightly different. Even if you are just listening in on a podcast, I don't know. Let me know if you enjoy this style of podcasting. And yeah, I would love to hear your feedback on it because some people might like it, some people might not. So I hope you enjoy, and I'm going to just finish my breakfast, finish my coffee, and then we're going to get in the car, we're going to go to the woods, and we're going to go for a nice long walk. And I'm pretty sure the woodland is going to be covered in bluebells. So if you are listening in via podcasting, then it might be worth you hopping onto YouTube and watching the full video on there if you just want to see the background, the forest that I'm walking through. It's absolutely beautiful. It's one of my favourites around here, so yeah, enjoy my loves and welcome back. Let's get into it, shall we?
So what is shadow? What is the shadow? What does shadow work mean? And how does this impact our lives? Like, how does this show up in our lives? So the shadow is basically a part of ourselves that we don't necessarily like to look at. It's the side of us that was neglected or abandoned or rejected as we were. Most probably it goes back to like childhood, because if you compare your higher self to your shadow, your higher self is the part of you that is showing up in the most aligned version of you, as the most aligned version of you, whereas your shadow is the side of yourself that is showing up as the not so most aligned version of you, or the parts of you that you feel like you've abandoned within yourself, the parts of you that you have felt is either too much or is not enough. It usually goes way back to childhood, and I keep referring back to that because the shadow is imprinted within us from when we were kids. I'll name a few of mine that came up for me when I was a child. And a big part of one of my first shadows was that I was too emotional and I was too sensitive. And that was said to me a lot when I was a child, because I did have a lot of emotions and I was very sensitive, and I still am very emotional and very sensitive. I am a water sign. I feel a lot. I feel a hell of a lot, and I'm very, very sensitive to my surroundings and the energies around me. So as a child, you know, children don't necessarily know how to control their emotions or handle their emotions very well. And where I was very emotional and very sensitive, that was expressed a lot as a child, because as kids we don't necessarily stop ourselves or limit ourselves from when we first start expressing ourselves, right? And it's not until we start hearing things from others that then makes us suppress those parts of ourselves. So it's a part of us that's been a big part of us, but it's a part of us that we've suppressed over time because we've thought that, oh no, because I'm feeling this way and it's making other people uncomfortable, and they've said you are too much or you're too sensitive or you're too emotional, it's made me feel like I cannot express that, or that by expressing my emotions or by being too sensitive or by having a lot of emotions, it's a bad thing. It's not a good thing to have that. It's something that I shouldn't be having. So that was a big one for me growing up. But our shadow can also be parts of ourselves that we don't necessarily like to look at. So it can be a side of you that may find that you get quite jealous, or you compare yourself to others, or you feel like you're less than, or you feel like you're not enough, you feel like you're unlovable. You'll be surprised how many you actually might resonate with, because I have had a lot, and I have worked through a lot, but I know I still have a lot of shadow that I need to work through. And a big shadow wound for me that has come up recently has actually been around my sister wound, which comes from kind of like the feminine aspect of your life, the feminine side of your life, like the sister wound, the mother wound. It's kind of in that ancestral line. And that's been really uncomfortable, because I obviously have so many beautiful women in my life. I have two sisters, two biological sisters that are beautiful and amazing, and I have a lot of female friends. And when I have this come up for me, it's so uncomfortable, because I notice a part of myself that I don't like seeing that side of me. I don't like hearing that voice within my head that's not my higher self. It's like my shadow is leading the forefront of me. It's taking charge. And honestly, the last like couple of weeks, like in the whole eclipse season, it was really at the forefront of my radar, because it was just so present. And I'm actually going to share a little bonus at the end of this video about shadow work and plant medicine, because I recently just had a plant medicine ceremony, and yeah, the shadow was there. It was a big part of my plant medicine journey, and it was super uncomfortable, and I've never had a really challenging, hard plant medicine journey before. And I've done a lot of plant medicine ceremonies and with different medicines, and I've never experienced one like that before in my life. And it was so hard, and it was very shadowy the whole time. So I wanted to share that at the very end of this episode, just like a little bonus, to share with you what's present with me right now, and what I've been moving through the past couple of weeks. Because although we are on this beautiful enlightening journey, healing is not easy. Like, let's just be real, right? Healing is shadow in itself. Healing is shadow work within itself, because when we heal, we're healing from like our wounds, we're healing from our trauma, we're healing from like the pain that we've been through. And to heal that, we have to face it. We have to confront that part of us that is uncomfortable. And that's why, and I understand why a lot of people don't want to go on that journey, because it's uncomfortable to look at that kind of stuff. It's uncomfortable to, you know, recognize these things within ourselves. And I think the big theme that has come through with this eclipse, one of the big themes, has been that everyone's really seeing themselves. Everyone's, by the way, don't mind my nail, they've all kind of like fallen off. They're still there, but they're falling off. Sorry, I just realized that if you're watching on video right now, you'll see I've only got two nails done on one hand and one nail done on another, so I really need to get them sorted. Yeah, so anyway, sorry, tangent. Now I've lost my train of thought. Look, classic Lauren, classic me. Yeah, the theme of the eclipse, like everyone's really seeing themselves. I'm really recognizing my behavior at the moment. Like I'm really seeing an uncomfortable side of myself that I don't like, and I don't want to continue to have those thought patterns. I don't want to continue to have those behaviors. And there's okay, I'm going to share a few of my shadows that have come up for me as an adult, because all of these, like when you work through shadow, right, when you start shadow healing or shadow work, it's good to start with one thing. It's good to start with one element of your shadow. Okay, start with one and work on the one thing. Don't feel like you need to work on all of them at the same time, because it's just going to be really intense. And also with the healing journey, you don't want to overdo it, because you don't want to constantly feel like you've got to be healing, because you don't want to constantly feel like you're broken. And it's important to know that, and to live a normal life. It's important to enjoy your life, enjoy the presence of life. Don't always feel like you need to be on the healing journey. And I remember, it's just reminded me of going back to why people don't want to come on this journey, because it is uncomfortable. It's not easy healing. And I think that this is just a path that I have been put on in my lifetime, because my whole life, I'm a Scorpio, and Scorpios are known for transformation. They're known for being the phoenix that rises from the ashes. What phoenixes do is they rise from the ashes, they grow into a phoenix, they fly, they soar, and then they burn again and fall back down into ashes. And then they continue that cycle of death and rebirth. And that's what the Scorpio element is all about. And I'm a Scorpio, and a lot of my planets, I've got Mars, Mercury, Pluto and the Sun all in the house of Pisces, which is like the spirit world, right? And like Pisces are very sensitive, very intuitive, very, very, they have a lot of depth to them. You think about a fish, right? A fish in water. If you put your hand in water, the fish usually swim away, because it's, you know. And then you've got the scorpion that is the death and the rebirth of the zodiac. So this is just the path I've been put on, and some people don't get it sometimes. Like I said, it's not healthy to constantly be on the healing journey, because you need to like give yourself spiritual pauses. Actually, I feel like I need to coin that, because I love calling it a spiritual pause. But yeah, like it's important to look at yourself every now and then and actually choose to heal. And I feel like the time that comes is, instead of forcing it, like sometimes it's good to be like, right, I feel like I need to heal a few things about myself. I'm going to do this course and I'm going to like dive into some healing. But then after that, you take a long pause, you integrate everything that you've learned, you make sure you implement that into your life and actually live in integrity to what you've learned, what you've healed. And then if you feel like the time has come up again for you to heal something else, then it's come up for a reason. And this is what's happened for me. I took a really nice long break from going deep into the healing process, and although it felt like a break, and it did feel like a break, there was still stuff that was coming up for me. But that's because, you know, I'm in a relationship now, so relationship brings up different elements of healing that I can't do when I'm single. So like my relationship is really beautiful and really allowing me to heal different parts of myself that I didn't necessarily see when I was single, because I've got someone literally reflecting back to me things, and it's really fucking healing actually, in the most beautiful way, especially when, you know, you've got the right support from them, and they're willing to, like, you know, support you through and everything. And especially like a man that can handle all of the emotions that comes with me, and all of the feelings and all of the sensitivities that comes with me. Like, he is so gentle and so kind and so caring, and I just feel very held by him in that way. But it's been a real process. Like, shadow work comes up massively in relationships. Shadow as a whole is just the parts of ourselves that's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, you know? And if I've gone on tangents, I do apologize. I just think when I'm like dropping into a channel and I'm not like step by step going through it, it's just going to all come through in like jumble, and I think it, yeah. So if it's a bit messy, I do apologize, but I just do hope that you take as much as you can from this, because it's been a huge part of my healing. But the shadow part of me has not come up for me for a while. It has obviously come up within my relationship, and I've had to work through that at a separate time, but like recently it's come up again, and it's on it's targeted an area of my life that like I have been ignoring, and I have been pushing away, because I'm like, no, that's uncomfortable, I don't want to look at that yet. So it's hard, you know. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Like, if you're gonna do shadow work, you need to really be gentle on yourself during that time and really give yourself time to integrate, learn. And one big thing I will say as well, what comes with shadow is like this guilt, this feeling of guilt, or this feeling of sadness towards a part of you. There's a grieving process that takes place when you're working through shadow. It's like you're grieving a part of yourself. And I felt a lot of guilt come up in my experience only just recently, because I felt really sad about the way I thought towards things in my life. The sister wound that came up for me, like I said, I've got so many beautiful sisters in my life and so many beautiful women in my life. But like, for a really long period of time, I felt so unsupported by my sisters. And I felt like I was really alone and that nobody understood me. And I was like, you know, misunderstood. And, you know, what I was moving through, no one will get it. And, no one wants to listen to me. And this part of me that's like, I can't share that because I'm too much. And this other side of me that was like, I recognized that where I'd been neglecting myself within my friendships, neglecting myself within the relationships that I have with my female friends, and where I like haven't been standing in, oh my God, it's so bumpy here. I haven't been speaking up and sharing my truth. I've just been like very much people pleasing. It's been really, really challenging actually to like speak up and share my truth, because I've just got this real thing about me where I really just never want to hurt anyone's feelings. I never want to make anyone feel like shit. Or so I was feeling like oh my God, the road here is so bad. I was feeling like I am trying to dodge them, but they are in the road and they are just, these potholes are awful. Anyway, I just don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So by speaking my truth, it's really hard sometimes to go from like not speaking your truth and just like people pleasy to like, okay, actually, no, I know I really need to share this because it's really present on my heart right now. And if I don't share this, then I'm not living in integrity to me and who I am. And I really need to learn, basically. I really need to learn to like speak up, speak my truth. Yeah, so that's been a huge part of my process this time around. And I've been learning and I've been growing and I've been like really, you know, trying to continue with that. And I think, again, like being in relationship really helps, because when you've got someone that supports you through the process, my partner has been very much like encouraging me to speak my truth. So if I feel something, he encourages me to say it in the moment rather than waiting a couple of days after processing it. He's just like, just say it, just speak up, just speak your truth, basically. And I'm like, it's so hard for me to do that, but I'm really learning to be more comfortable with sharing my truth. But again, that goes back to shadow. It goes back to me feeling like, okay, when I share my truth, it's not received well. And then when I share my truth, I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. Or when I share my truth, I'm going to be shut down. When I share my truth, I'm going to be told I'm wrong. When I share my truth, I'm going to be told I'm too emotional. Or when I share my truth, I'm going to be told I'm delusional. Like all these things, these are all shadow. This is all shadow. The way I've began to work through it this time around, because the last time I did some shadow work, it was actually through To Be Magnetic, which is the course which Lacey Phillips created. I've mentioned her before and I'm not sponsored. I'd love to be sponsored by To Be Magnetic because they are amazing. I absolutely love the work that she is putting out here in the universe and the world, because it is amazing and it's so powerful and it's so helpful. The way I did it back then was different, but you can do shadow work in so many ways. But the ways that have helped me most recently is like, I've been learning to just do the thing that makes me feel uncomfortable. So if part of my shadow is, I'm not allowed to speak my truth because if I speak my truth, I'm going to be shut down. It's not going to be received. I'm going to feel like a horrible person. I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. And my lesson, and by me learning to heal that, is by actually just sharing my truth, learning to share my truth, and however it's received, whatever the outcome of it is part of the process. It's learning that I am allowed to share my truth within relationships, within friendships, and it be received well, rather than me think and worry that it's not going to be received well, you know. Yeah, the shadow is a really interesting place to heal, and it's so challenging. And I just really encourage that like anybody gets support during their time of doing shadow work. And I've found for myself, when I am doing shadow work, I feel a lot more triggered. I feel a lot more like sensitive and triggered by the things around me, because I'm very much like aware of it. I'm very much like looking at it. And the awareness to your shadow, the awareness to your triggers is really important, but also it can be a lot. It can be quite a lot to kind of like have to process and have to look at and have to like see within yourself, that when you learn to just work with it, when you learn to work through it, you can find that there's so much healing that happens. It's one of the like biggest ways to heal. Shadow work and inner child healing is like kind of interlinked, but the inner child healing is all like nurturing your inner child, mothering your inner child, fathering your inner child, looking after your inner child, making sure that your inner child knows that you're safe and all of that. Whereas shadow is like the parts of you that you've rejected, the parts of you that you don't want to look at, the parts of you that you have shut yourself down, the parts of you that have made you small, and like you've played this thought out, or this, that you've actually believed what people have said, and then you've taken that into account, and that's become your shadow. So there's a part of you that's not really showing up authentically. It's like you're stopping your authenticity to shine through because you're scared that it's not going to be received well, or like there's these stories that you tell yourself that it's not safe to be that person, it's not safe to shine that light in that area or to be that way. So what is your shadow trying to tell you? What is it trying to show you? What I found with myself and what I've recognized in others is when your shadow is showing up, you'll find that you are a lot more triggered than usual. You'll find that things will be bothering you a bit more than usual. That's what I found for myself anyway. And usually we tend to ignore our triggers. We'll be triggered by things and then we'll act on emotion, or we'll push it down, or we'll let it slide to the side, which isn't actually really helping anyone. It's not helping you. It's not helping the other people if other people are triggering you. But it's uncomfortable, as I said before. So the shadow is trying to show you places of yourself, aspects of yourself, areas of yourself that needs to be healed. It's trying to show you to support you. And can you see the bluebells? It's trying to show you where you're still not fully showing up as your authentic self, actually. And a lot of the time we shut down our shadow because, again, it's uncomfortable. But if you choose to like face it, if you choose to work with it, if you choose to nurture it, if you choose to love it, because your shadow just wants to be loved. It just wants to be seen. It just wants to be heard. And that's why it's coming up. But a lot of the time, people don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to look at it. Look at all the bluebells. They really don't. It's showing you a part of yourself that's ready to be worked on. It's showing you a part of yourself that's ready to be seen, ready to be loved. Just like trying to make sure I don't step on these beautiful bluebells. The forest floor is genuinely covered in bluebells here, and it's just so stunning. And there's so many out, and it's so beautiful. It feels really nice to be able to talk on a subject of shadow, which is an uncomfortable subject, and be in such a beautiful place, because it makes me feel at peace being in the forest, especially with all the colors and the sounds and the smells, and it's just lovely. And I think that when you're working through shadow work, it's very overwhelming and it can feel really intense. Yesterday I had a really intense day just basically based on this subject, because I felt like my emotions and my feelings were just too much there, and I was just like, oh, this is all so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming, feeling so much. I could choose to just ignore my shadow. I could choose to just say, nah, I don't want to look at that. But like, what's that gonna help? Like, your shadow is just gonna come back up again and show itself to you again, and it's going to reveal to you the same uncomfortable feelings until you choose to face it. It's trying to show you how to heal. It's trying to show you where to heal. It's trying to show you where to love yourself. It's trying to show you where you have been rejecting or neglecting a part of yourself, because sometimes our shadows are just a part of us that we just haven't really like allowed ourselves to express, because we felt like we're going to be judged for it, or we're going to be shamed for it. This element runs so deep, so deep. I have had shadow come up for me around sexuality. I was shamed in school so much
for this, that I was a sexual person. And I had a really uncomfortable experience when I was really young, and everyone shamed me in school for it. And I fell out with friends, and it really imprinted this element of like, oh, I can't be like that because I'll be shamed for it, or I can't express that side of myself. And then it imprints these shadow words into us, because sometimes we have shadow words too. Yeah, so it runs really, really deep. We can have a shadow within each and every area and element of our life. There's a butterfly right in front of me on the floor, and it's just flown off. And you know what the butterfly stands for? Go on, tell me. Well, I know you know already. Transformation. And you know what? That feels really that feels like a perfect symbol for this subject, because you know how the butterfly comes into this life, right? It starts off as a caterpillar, and the caterpillar suddenly creates its cocoon, climbs into its cocoon, and eventually it dissolves into mush. It dissolves into goo. And it dissolves into this goo to eventually be turned into this beautiful butterfly. And that process of turning into goo, that process of turning into goo, turning into mush, is the shadow element of the caterpillar and the butterfly's journey. Like the caterpillar has to go through that process to transform into this beautiful butterfly. And that's just the way of life. That is literally just the way nature has created this creature. And that is really symbolic to the shadow, because that's what it feels like in the process. We're kind of like trolling through life. We're walking through life as the caterpillar, minding our own business, and then suddenly, bam, you get hit with a trigger. And then suddenly we descend into the darkness. We descend into the cocoon, and we move and we dissolve and we form ourselves into this goo, this mush, this sticky, uncomfortable feeling, this sticky, uncomfortable process. And then we surrender, and it's a full surrendering process. Like, you have to surrender to that process to be able to really move through it. Because if you surrender to it, you will let it flow. You'll let life happen. You'll let the transformation take place. And as I said about being a Scorpio and everything, Scorpio is very symbolic to the phoenix, as I said. And it's quite similar. It's like the same thing. It's like dissolving into ash. And that's uncomfortable. You burn first before you form into ash. And then you rise up again. And there might be a process within that where you think, I'm never going to rise again. This is it. This is the end. This is horrific. This is horrible. But then you pull yourself out of that place. And I mentioned this in my previous episode, actually, about pulling ourselves out of a rut and out of our stuckness. And it takes our higher self to come in and take our hand to begin that process of like pulling us out. Because if we stay stuck in the shadow, it's not going to be comfortable. And you have to allow yourself that pause and that integration of that healing, because like if you're just forever working on that shadow, wow, that is such an incredible root of a tree. Look at this. It just looks really funky and cool. When you descend into that shadow and heal and work through it, you have to integrate that into your life. And I always find that whenever I'm working through shadow stuff, I always kind of go into isolation, classic Scorpio style. I go into isolation and I descend into the darkness. I descend into the cocoon because I'm like, nah, I'm being so easily triggered and it's so uncomfortable. I just need to like really face these things that come up. And I don't necessarily like say that you should be isolating yourself or descending into that place, because you don't always have to do that, because actually being triggered can also be blessings. Now, I don't mean triggered in a sense where like, I don't know, you've got some narcissistic person in your life that's like treating you like shit for no reason. That's not what I'm saying here. I just mean like parts of yourself that you're like willing to look at, willing to work through. Bluebells. Blue bell. So when I was really young, I talked about this in my episode my second episode about my spiritual journey, like my the process of my whole spiritual journey, basically. And I worked on a shadow element of myself from a really young age without consciously realizing or knowing what shadow work actually meant. So I was in a horrific relationship, and within that relationship, he did a lot of things to trigger my jealousy. His actions were very purposeful, which was also very uncomfortable, but it still triggered that element within me. And I remember when I came out of that relationship, I didn't want to feel that jealousy anymore, that level of jealousy that I would feel, because it was so uncomfortable, and it's not a nice part of myself that I am proud of. You know, I'm not proud of feeling jealous. I'm not proud of feeling that way towards another woman. Like, that's not nice, you know. So that's a really big shadow element of my, one of the first ones I really, really tried working on, because I recognized how uncomfortable that made me feel. And I didn't want to feel like that anymore. So that was me making a choice and saying, no, next relationship I go in, I really don't want this to be a part of me. I don't want to feel this way towards my partner or just in general. Like, I want to be able to trust and, you know, feel safe. So funny enough, the universe put someone in my life that was friends with loads of women. And I had to work through my processes to learn to trust. And he was a very safe partner. I trusted him. Took me a while though. I had to work through that element of myself because I did not like it. It's not a comfortable thing. And so that is a really like brief example of shadow and working through it. Sometimes it's that you actually do the physical kind of like work on it, where you're meditating, binaural beats, meditations where you're learning to reprogram and rewire the neural pathways in your brain. Sometimes you're journaling it out, and sometimes you're teaching yourself, making a choice to heal and grow from these parts of yourself. It may show up in many ways, as I said, triggering elements in our lives. It's up to you, really. It's up to you to choose to work on that trigger. And as I said, you need to go easy on yourself during this time, because it is going to be hard. It's going to be uncomfortable, because you're unlearning a part of yourself. And I wonder whether other women will relate to this, right? Because I'm going to say this, I'm going to speak my truth on this subject, because I relate to this. And it's a really good example, and a different type of an example, on like women taking up space. So the shadow around taking up space. When I was younger, I was a dancer. I love dancing. But like, I would judge back when I was younger. I would judge if I seen a woman in her power, just like vibing out, dancing, feeling herself, feeling sexy, just expressing herself in her most truest form. There would be parts of me back way back then where I would judge her for it. What's she doing? Look at her. Who does she think she is, type of thing? Oh my god, I don't think I'm gonna be able to get around there. So many fallen trees. It's so stunning, but it's like so rustic. Look at this. No, I think I can get around it. This has been here for a long time. Look at this big tree that's just here nestled. Amazing. So many beautiful pathways in here. When I was younger, I'd be judging. Obviously, I've well grown out of that. But the reason that I believe sometimes women and men judge these people when they're doing that is because there's a part of yourself within that person. They're expressing themselves in an authentic manner, in an authentic way, that deep down within you, there's a part of you that wishes to express yourself in the same way. And your shadow's blocking you from doing that because you feel judged. You've been judged in the past for it. So therefore you've created this belief within yourself that if you express yourself in that way, you're going to be judged. And there you go, sitting there judging the person for it. So it's really interesting because we do the things that we wish others didn't do to us. That's the shadow. And as you can imagine, just by me trying to explain all of this, this is so multi-layered. It's not just this like one explanation, because there's just too many explanations based on the subject. And there's so many layers to it. There's so many nuances to it. And a lot of people who aren't choosing to heal, aren't choosing to grow in that way, act from their shadow all the time. A lot of people choose to live by that. They don't even realize. And it's really sad, to be fair, because there's so much healing that can happen within choosing to work with it rather than neglect it. Because as I said before, your shadow is coming up for a reason, because it wants to be seen. It wants to be heard. It wants to be held. It wants to feel like it's safe to express itself. I'm really enjoying podcasting like this because, I don't know, it's just really nice to be in a different environment whilst I'm doing it. Although, oh no, I just realised I've come across a very muddy pathway out of this forest because I need to get to another side of the forest and it's very muddy and I don't have the right appropriate shoes on. I've got freaking Birkenstocks with socks on. Ah, Lauren, is there another way? I think I'm just going to have to brave it, guys and girls. Oh no, I'm getting stuck. I'm getting stuck to things. I am going to have to try and find another way out of here because I'm literally... Oh no, I'm getting mud on me. I'm stuck. Oh my God. Wait. We're out. So it looks like everyone's been coming from this way rather than the others. Oh, it's really muddy on this field. Sorry, I did not expect this. I thought it was just going to be like really dry and it's really not. Oh no, I've got flares on as well because I thought it was... Okay, right, we're out of that. Did not expect that. I'm going to have to try and find a different way in and out next time. Wow, can you even hear me? It's so windy. Right, okay. I'm just trying to cover the mic a little bit because it is super windy here. I feel like a news reporter, actually. Reporting the news of the eclipse. Today, we have a windy day that's causing us to recognise our shadow. That's my news report, over and out. So I'm coming back into the forest in a minute, so it'll be a lot quieter. We found a quieter environment too. Record this old poddy slash video. I'm really hoping that there's no more mud I come across at that level anyway. So how to work with the shadow and not against it. I kind of mentioned this already, but we work with the shadow by choosing to see it and nurturing it like we would nurture our inner child, and just like telling the shadow, I see you, I feel you, and being gentle on ourselves for it. Because I think we can hold a lot of guilt around certain things and a shame around certain things. And that's not very healing for ourselves to carry shame or guilt. So we want to work with it in a way where we're not rejecting it. Because we've rejected it for so long. And like, it's coming up again because it's like, hold on a minute. You're rejecting me again. Now I'm going to act from this place. And then the shadow takes charge and the highest self falls behind, and it's about coming back into balance. Always, everything is about coming back into balance. Everything. Because because what we're doing is, if we work with our shadow and not against it, we're actually allowing our highest self to take charge rather than our shadow self to lead the way. We don't want our shadow to lead. We want our shadow to show us things and work with it in a way where we come into a relationship with it where we're like, okay, when you come up, I know you're coming up to show me a part of myself that needs to be healed, but it's up to my higher self to work on that, to take the lead and to carry and hold my hand through it. I actually done a course, as I said, with Lacey Phillips to be magnetic. And she's got a whole separate course on there. She's got lots of courses on there. She's got like inner child healing, unblocked shadow, unblocked love, unblocked money. The shadow was really powerful, really, really powerful. I did a lot of like journaling and a lot of meditations on it. And she's got her own meditations on her courses. And one of the meditations was where you go into a room and you see your shadow. You see the actual visual of your shadow, and it's really, really interesting to actually see what that shadow looks like in your mind. And I can honestly say that image will never leave me, ever. That is imprinted in my brain. And I'm sure everyone's looks different, but mine, I'll explain what mine looked like. I was sat on the floor
in this room. This has never happened to me before, by the way. This is just what my shadow looked like to be. Whoa, this is really muddy. Oh no. Okay, so yeah, this has never happened to me. It's just what it looks like in my mind. And it's super interesting to see. Oh no. Sorry, I'm just trying to like, oh my God. Give me a minute, actually. No. Ah, I'm surprised there's no one down here because it's fucking filthy. Filthy muddy. This is the shadow of the forest. I'm going to actually... Because I've got like so many things in my hand right now. This is not the ideal attire either. The shadow of the forest. As I talk on the shadow. Sorry, back to it. My shadow looked like I was chained to the walls by my ankles and my wrists. And I was in the corner of a room and the room was really dark. The energy in the room was really heavy and I was like a feral cat that was chained up. As my higher self walked over to my shadow tried to attack my higher self, and it literally, like, you know how like you see a dog chained up and then the dog tries to attack and it's like pulled back by the chain because it's like gone so fast forward that it's like been yanked back. That's what happened. My higher self had to approach my shadow, take my shadow's hands, and show my shadow that it was safe. Don't think this is any better, you know. I'm gonna actually have to go back. My higher self had to take my shadow's hands, unchain myself. I remember there was this moment where I took my shadow self's hands and I looked at my shadow in the eye, my shadow self in the eye. So it was like me in two parts. And I just told my shadow that it was safe and that I've got it, and no matter what happens, we're safe and you're seen and you're heard and you're loved. And that was so healing. I felt this energy just like fizzle out of my body. It was as if like I merged with my higher self and my higher self took away the pain, and it was just so beautiful. And this is how you work with the shadow, not against it. And sometimes we might see a part of ourselves that we don't like. You might find that you catch yourself bitching about someone, talking about someone that you love in not the nicest way. And then you're like feeling really guilty about saying all that stuff because you're like, oh, that's not who I am. Like, why am I saying all that? Why am I speaking like that? Why am I being like that? It's your shadow, mate. It's your fucking shadow. So work with it. Choose an element that you see, that you recognize, that you're not comfortable with, and just be like, right, you, we're going to transmute this, we're going to work through this. And it's choosing to be conscious of the shadow, choosing to be conscious of like how you respond from that place. Now that you're aware of it, how are you going to respond from it? How are you going to respond with it? So when you get triggered in the same way again, in the same manner, how are you going to respond? How are you going to act? How are you going to be? Are you going to reject it? Are you going to love it? Are you going to... Oh no, another muddy place. Oh, and there's lots of nettles around here, so I'm going to get stuck. Oh, yep, I'm already stuck. Ow! So, now I've trudged through the mud of my shadow. We want to know... Okay, so I bet everyone's got the question in their mind of like... Okay, so when you've done shadow work, what happens when you heal it? Like, how do you know? How do you know if your shadow's been healed or not? Well, I'm not making this very easy for myself right now, but you know what? This is how the shadow is. We take ourselves through these challenges and... Oh, sorry, you probably couldn't even hear that then. But this is how it is. You put yourself through a challenge, right? When you're doing your shadow work, you're putting yourself through a bit of a challenge, trudging through the mud. It's not an easy, peaceful time. And you feel like it's the end. You feel like you're never going to be happy again. You feel like your happiness has like dwindled. This is what happened to me. There was a point even yesterday where I was like, oh my God, I really don't feel like myself. But I had to realize that healing isn't easy, especially if you're asking for healing. If you're asking to move through healing and you're asking to like come into the highest version of yourself, if you're asking for this, then you're going to get it. You're going to get what you are asking for. And the universe will give you what you're asking for, but it's not always going to be easy, man. It's really not. Like, this isn't easy. This walk isn't easy because I'm trudging myself through the mud here. And it's just funny that we're talking about shadow work. And I'm like, yeah, let's go for a nice, you know, la-di-da walk in the forest. And it's like, oh, well, actually, there's shit loads of mud here. You're wearing the wrong shoes. your hair and your top and everything is getting stuck in the fucking nettles and your legs are itching and, you know. But at the same time, I'm like, no, this is where I need to be. This is exactly where I need to be right now. This is actually, although there's mud on my feet and my socks, I actually feel quite relaxed, surprisingly. And I'm laughing when things get tough in this forest because I'm like, oh, why do I put myself through this, you know? That is life. Put ourselves through challenges. We ask for things and then when we get it, we're like, oh, don't want it. It's too hard. It's too hard to look at. Well, you know, this is healing. This is healing. Healing is not this one flat straight line that's just smooth sailing. No, it's challenging. Like I said before, it's how you move yourself through it. It's when you, then the healing is taking place. The fact that you're even aware of it, it's already beginning to heal. The fact that you want to work on it, it's already beginning to heal. If you're wanting to work on your shadow and you're not really sure exactly what to do and you don't want to sign up to a course, my advice to you would just be to be aware of yourself. Be very conscious. Be very present. And whatever comes up for you, recognize it. Don't judge it. See it. Don't judge it. It's so hard. I know it's easier said than done. But like, you see it and you don't judge it. I feel like I'm just going to sit around this tree, finish the rest of this episode, and then carry on back. Oh, there's a big bumblebee. Hello. I've just sat down and the seat is very uncomfortable. And I just think this episode is really funny because, like, I'm trying to be really serious and talk about this subject, but I just keep getting so distracted with the fact that it's so muddy on the floor. I'm wearing socks and sandals, and this seat that I'm sat on right now is so spiky and it's really hurting my ass. I'm sat on a tree stump and I thought, oh, it looks quite comfy. No. I've got loads of spikes going in different areas of my butt right now and it's really uncomfortable, but we're just going to sit here anyway and we're going to just ride it out because it's really in theme with today's episode anyway, you know. Life's not always like smooth sailing, and I just think shadow work's really important and healing the shadow is really important. Because it allows us to be the best, most highest version of ourselves. Although it's really uncomfortable to look at, when you choose to work on it, you're actually really choosing to be the most highest version of yourself, because you recognize there's a part of you that isn't necessarily nice, or there's a part of you that you feel shamed about, and you're choosing to make a difference. You're choosing to rewire that and reprogram it because you know in your heart that consciously it's not serving you in any way. It's actually serving you in the wrong ways. So choosing to have it serve you in the right way is, you, when as soon as you make that choice, you're really, really choosing the right thing for yourself. Working with your shadow is super important, and being conscious of it and aware of it is super important, and choosing to act on the in the ways that maybe makes you feel uncomfortable. So if there's a part of your shadow, if your shadow is coming up and it's more so like you feel shame about expressing yourself in a certain way, then the way to heal that shadow is expressing yourself in the way that you feel shamed for and recognizing. And sometimes it's actually just like you have to just make that jump just to recognize that actually by expressing yourself in that way isn't actually shameful at all, and nobody's going to shame you. It's just come from a place in the past where someone may have shamed you, but the reason those people have shamed you is probably because it makes them feel uncomfortable that you're expressing yourself that way, and there's a part of them that needs to heal that part of themselves too. So it's kind of like a domino effect. There's a chain reaction, you know. It's just learning to love all the aspects of you, all the aspects. I know for myself, when I talked about earlier that I was very jealous within my first relationship, but that jealousy, obviously, even though it was provoked and it wasn't something that I was choosing to be jealous about, but it was just there was just things being brought in. I think that he just got off on it, but like, the seat is so uncomfortable, by the way. Oh my god, ow. But like, I know, and I've seen jealousy growing up. I've seen jealousy in my family. I've seen it. And I've experienced it, and I've experienced jealousy towards me. And I think that because I've seen it so much, like it's there. And it's something that I'm actually going to come off this seat because it's really hurting my ass. And it's something that I didn't want to be that way. And do you know, it's really, it doesn't always just heal straight away. This is moving on to the part of this episode where we've recognized the shadow part of ourselves. We've chosen to like see it, to work on it, to heal it. But like, how do we know if it's healed or not? And honestly, the way to know that your shadow or that shadow aspect of yourself is healed is by recognizing that when you get triggered in those same ways, you don't get triggered anymore. So like the things that used to trigger you and used to trigger that part of your shadow
doesn't trigger you anymore. That's when you know it's healed. That's when you know it's transmuted. I feel like everyone is going to have shadow in their life. Everyone's going to have it no matter what. Like, because when we go through life, things happen and things get said and we have to move through things. And ooh, there's a wasp right there. We have to move through things. And, you know, other things might come up for us. Other things might be revealed to us. Like other parts of our shadow might be created as we move through life. You know, it's not always coming from the child, but it has come from that place before. A lot of women, I can imagine, would have the shadow around, I'm too much, or I shouldn't express myself in that way. I need to be the good girl. Learning to reprogram that is by, if you think you're too much, then be the most, you know, aligned version of yourself, and see if the right people, because the right people are only going to accept you. The people that aren't going to accept that are the people that need to do the work themselves, you know. So we all get triggered by each other, and I think that that's why, like, a lot of people go into isolation, because they find that when they're alone, and I can say this from my own experience, because I actually really love being on my own. I love being in my own space. I love doing it all, like, days out by myself. And I've spent a lot of time on my own in my late 20s, traveling on my own and everything like that. Sometimes it's harder to be around people because people trigger us. And then we don't want to look at that. So it's easier to just go into isolation and not get triggered by people, because, like, you're just only triggering yourself. So it's a lot easier. Whereas, like, when you're around other people and then you're being triggered by certain things, it's actually very healing. I actually think it's important for us to connect. And I can say this because, like, going into relationship, when you've been single for a really long time and then you go into a relationship, which has been my experience, your shadow is going to show up in your relationship. And that needs to be looked at, because if you don't look at those parts of yourselves in relationship, it's going to actually jeopardize the relationship. There's been so many things that have come up for me in my relationship around my shadow, and I had to face it. And by facing it, it's been so uncomfortable. And I was telling myself so many stories during facing my shadow, or like speaking my truth or expressing myself in a way that I didn't feel like I could express myself before in other relationships. By just doing it has actually been really healing. So it's teaching me to unwire and reprogram my shadow. I said earlier about how my partner has expressed that he wants me to just say how I feel in the moment, rather than like waiting and sitting on it and thinking about it and processing it and then it coming up like a week later, which is actually really helpful for me, because in the past, if I was to express myself in the moment, I was shamed for it, or I was put down, or I was told that I was wrong or whatever. So it's actually been like, being in relationship has been helping me heal a lot of my shadow. This then leads on to the bonus part of this episode, where I'm going to talk to you about my plant medicine experience I had recently, and it was all very shadowy. And I just want to quickly, before I go there, touch on the themes of this eclipse that we've just moved through, if you don't know already. But the theme of this eclipse is very much like, it's very shadowy. It's very shadowy. And I watched Kai Patcher's Pele report. I love Kai Patcher, by the way. What an amazing man. The knowledge is just unbelievable. And he does a weekly Pele report, which is all about the astrological placements and then what effect that has on us. All about the weekly astrological placements and what effect that's having on us. And in regards to like the eclipse and everything, it's just so amazing. He done like a 2-hour solar eclipse, lunar eclipse episode, and it was like super informative. And he was talking about the shadow and the light side of this eclipse. And the eclipse at the moment, the north node is in Aries and the south node is in Libra. So like the theme for that is like, we're recognizing a lot about ourselves, because Aries is all about the self, that I am the first placement in the zodiac. And then Libra is all about beauty, relationships, connection, and the balance, the questioning. Instead of making like bold decisions, Librans always just kind of think about it and weigh out the options, whereas Aries will just act on impulse. They can just take charge and take lead and be very spontaneous, whereas like Libras would rather the other person make the decision rather than them have to make the decision. So that theme is coming up within this eclipse, and that is like playing out over the next few weeks still. And honestly, the theme for me has been very much around relationships with women. My sister wound has been really coming up, and I recognize a lot about myself, and it's been really, really uncomfortable to see parts of myself that I haven't enjoyed seeing, where I've been comparing myself. I didn't even know, honestly, I didn't even realize that I had comparisonitis, if that's even a fucking word. I didn't know that I was comparing myself in some of my experiences or my relationships until I recognized it, and I was like, shit, I didn't realize that I was like that. And I was like, no, I don't want to compare myself. Like, I need to like know that like what I have to offer and what I've got in the world is enough. I've got my own medicine, they've got theirs. I don't want to
you know, it's definitely my lesson to like learn to not compare and actually to just be very, very proud and trusting of my gift and my medicine that I've got to offer. And also like really supporting the women. I can hear something. I'm really supporting the women with their offerings and their medicines. I hear something rustling next to me and I'm like, what is that? Yeah, it's been really interesting. Oh my God, what was that? What's that snake? Don't me and my friends seen a snake in here last year. Something just moved past really fast and I didn't see what it was, but it moved fast. So I'm probably gonna go in a minute. You know what, as symbolic as that is, shedding the skin, shedding the old skin to let go of these aspects of ourselves and these elements of ourselves that we don't need to hold on to anymore, you know. So yeah, and I recognized that there's a part of me that didn't feel like I was being held to the level that I hold others. I didn't feel like I was being supported to the level that I support others. But this is a me thing. This is not a them thing. There's a part of me that struggles to share when I'm feeling really low or really down about stuff. For some reason, I find it really uncomfortable when I'm going through my process and I'm in a really heavy place of like really working on my shadow. I really struggle to reach out to friends to ask for support. I really struggle with it because I've always been the one to support my friends, and I've always felt like if I share what's present with me in the very moment, I'm going to be too much, or I'm going to bring them down, or they're going to feel overwhelmed, or, you know, they're not in a place to carry it. And so I've just dealt with my shit on my own a lot of the time. I just kind of like go through my own process, but like it's actually really healing to learn that it's okay to share, and that actually there's a lot of people out there that do really want to support you and do really want to hold you through your process rather than you just having to go it alone. I've been having bi-weekly calls with one of my best friends. She's just started her own business. I'm actually going to have her here on the podcast. She's got some amazing medicine to share herself and an amazing story that's super inspiring. I've also got one of my other friends. She's been very much there for me. She's actually like been the one to be like, right, I want you to tell me when there's something wrong, and I'm really proud of you for telling me. And please don't feel like you're too much, or please don't feel like you're this and that. And even my both of them have been saying the same thing. And it's just been really interesting to like observe myself in that place of like, why is it that I can't, that I feel uncomfortable sharing? Why, like, so my lesson here is that I need to, when I'm going through a heavy process, I need to reach out to a friend and just ask if they can support me, ask if they can hold me, just like extend an olive branch and say, look, please, I'm really going through a lot. I just really would love to have some time and be held. Do you have the space and the time and the energy for it, basically, and just see what happens? And this is my process. This is what I have to do. I have to learn that like it's safe to do that and it's okay to do that, and the right people will be there. And I'm only the one that's telling myself these stories that nobody's there is because I am not actually opening myself up to be held. So it's not that it's the them thing, it's a me thing, because I'm choosing to not share. I'm choosing to not reach out. I'm too much. So I'm just telling myself these stories without actually knowing whether that's actually the truth. And then when I do share, I'm held and I feel really seen and heard. And I'm like, oh, and it's still uncomfortable for me to do that, mind. Like even just speaking to my friend yesterday on the phone, I still felt really uncomfortable. Sorry, I keep looking back because I keep hearing rustling. Even though it's uncomfortable, I still have to do it. That is doing the work. That's doing the healing work. That's doing the shadow work. What makes you feel uncomfortable, do it. Unless it's something that's like really awful, don't do that. But like if you know what to do, the opposite of what that shadow element is, then if you do that, you're already reprogramming. And as soon as it gets to a point where I don't even think about it and I just reach out to someone and say, I would really love to be held because I'm really going through this and that, and do you have the space and the energy for it? And without feeling that, oh no, is it going to be too much? Like that's when I'll know it's healed. And I'm not at that place yet, but I know in time, and I know I'm going to have lots of shadows still come up for me in relationship, and that's just going to continue until those elements of me are healed. But that's how you know. As soon as it doesn't trigger you anymore, as soon as you don't tell yourself those stories again, that's when you know you've healed it. That's when you know you've transmuted it. And celebrate yourself for that. Please do celebrate yourself for that. And as soon as you've done that, give yourself a break. Don't actually go into another shadow. Just let yourself like integrate that and continue to work on that, and then there's another butterfly, and then have, you know, some compassion for yourself and give yourself grace and give yourself that spiritual pause that I always talk about after, because you need to give yourself a break after you've been through a lot of releasing and you've let go of a lot. You actually kind of end up noticing that you grieve a part of yourself after that, because I've grieved a lot of myself over this time. I've been grieving, it's felt like grief, because I've been grieving an old part of myself that I don't like, and I'm like kind of feeling sorry for her and feeling sad for her,
that she's been telling herself these stories, you know. So you're grieving a part of yourself to find that newness, you know, and you're opening up more space in your life to bring new things into your life that are more aligned and more like light and less shadowy, you know. So we're going to move on to the bonus section now. But before we do that, we're going to take a move because I don't feel like I want to sit in this spot anymore because my feet are sore and my butt is sore. Unfortunately, we didn't make it to the area where there's like shit those bluebells because quite honestly, like that pathway is way too muddy and I'm just not in the right footwear. I can't lie, that trudge back in that section was fucking stressful. I just lost my fluffy thing. So I've got two of these little mics and it came with two little fluffy windbreakers and I was walking, I was trying to dodge all the mud and look down after I'd walked like for about 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes and I realised I'd lost the fluffy thing, so I had to go back, see if I could find it. I couldn't find it. So I've only got this one left, but I've got two mics still, obviously. It was just the windbreaker. We were going to move on to the subject, the bonus subject of like working through the shadow and plant medicine. I won't talk about this too much because I could talk about it in a whole episode within itself, but recently, and this is why, and again, the theme is very present for me right now, is that I had a medicine experience, a ceremony that I created for myself and my partner. Every plant medicine journey that I've done has been really beautiful. I've had some things come up that I've been a little bit like, oh, that's a bit uncomfortable, and oh, that's a little bit like, what is that? And I've worked through it really fine. Like, it's not lasted the whole thing and it's just been like a really short, quick experience. But this medicine experience I had, it was the whole journey, the whole 5 hours pretty much. Through this medicine journey, I was in my shadow and it was so uncomfortable and I really saw my shadow. And you know, I said at the beginning of this episode, it was all about my shadow. It was all very shadowy, very uncomfortable, just like, whoa. I really saw that chained up girl, that scared girl, the girl that was scared to express herself, the girl that was scared, that felt neglected and felt hurt and felt lost and felt like she couldn't truly be herself, and the girl that felt unsupported. She felt so much and her feelings were just so overwhelming because it was just so much that she could feel. She could feel the pain of the world, she could feel sorrow and grief and loss. And for a long period of time within that medicine journey, to begin with, I started off feeling sadness for the world. And I felt so much sadness for the world, man. I felt so much sadness and grief and loss and pain. And it just really broke my heart, feeling the sadness and the weight of the hucha within this world, the heaviness. It was really uncomfortable and really challenging to move through, actually. And then that moved on to my shadow, deep in my shadow. It was like I felt the shadow of the world and then I felt the shadow within myself. I just cried so much tears. I cried for myself. I cried for my ancestors. I cried out of shame and I cried, oh, there's a little squirrel. I cried out of guilt and I cried for the parts of myself that I felt like I couldn't express and the parts of myself that felt unloved and the parts of myself that felt unworthy. And oh, it was everything. All my negative thoughts were like at the forefront. My shadow was just there. I couldn't snap out of it. I had to really, really just sit with that pain and that sorrow and that grief. And it goes back to me saying, like, when you do shadow work, you are grieving a part of yourself that you haven't been able to fully access and haven't been able to fully express. Because I feel like with every healing process that we do, and this is not just on the shadow, but any healing that we do for ourselves always entails grief, because to open up space for the new, we have to let go of the old. And sometimes we're so clung to the old aspects of ourselves and the old elements of ourselves that like letting that go is like, it feels different, you know. It feels uncomfortable, and it's just learning to give ourselves grace and have compassion throughout that process and grieve and allow ourselves to grieve that part of ourselves that we no longer are going to hold on to and no longer going to let be in charge. Yeah, I just think it's really important to just actually surrender to the grieving process and allow yourself to grieve. But one thing I will say within all of this is don't stay stuck in the shadow. Really, really allow yourself to pull yourself out. Allow your higher self to take your hand and help you rise up, because the two combined is so powerful, and two combined is really needed to heal, transmute, and fully grow from it. I think healing and plant medicine, that kind of level of healing, any plant medicine journey I've done, and I've done Bufo, I've done ayahuasca, I've done mushrooms. They're the three medicines that I would say are like accessing like mad levels within us to heal. Those ones I've done have been incredibly healing. And I've always been a bit nervous to like do those medicines because of the shadow, but I've never had the shadow come up like that. And this was my time. And I feel like it's come up for a reason because I'm obviously up leveling and I do see the shadow. Oh my God, there's a dog there. Fucking hell, that freaked me out. Hi, puppy. Came out of nowhere and I was just like, oh, bless it. I think it was coming over to say hi, but then it realised it scared me. So it stopped. I need to take a seat because I'm actually walking up quite a big hill right now. Sorry, you're having to listen to me gasping for breath. But yeah, I've never had to move through that kind of level. And like I said, the shadow is up-leveling us to a whole nother level. I think where I'm just starting to like, my life is changing. I've got like new things coming in, old things I'm letting go of. Like I've shifted into this new paradigm and this new reality that I'm like, when that happens, I think you get another thing thrown at you to be like, okay, well, if you wanna up level to this point, then you need to heal this part of yourself first. Part of my business is healings. So I do energy healing, I do Reiki. I do shamanic Reiki, which entails Reiki and Shakapa healing and Hutra stones, which is the medicine of the Amazon jungle. And it comes from the Shipibo tribe. It's working on deep layers to like remove the old stories to bring in the new. And I think if I'm doing those healings on people, those healings are going to be needing to be done on me too, to another level, to another extent. When I did Shakapa training 1 and 2 again, I've done level 1 twice, but I recently done level 1 and 2 again. And I had many healings whilst I was learning. And when you're learning the training, you practice on each other. So like I'm getting healings from other people and I'm healing other people too. And there was a lot of clearing that took place. And I felt it. I was bleeding whilst I was on this course and I bled so much. I was like a lot more heavier than I usually am. And I think it was because my body was like physically releasing this energy and this stuff. Because a lot of women store it in our wombs. We do, like it's just an empty pocket within us. So it carries a lot of energy and emotion. So releasing that and seeing my bleed and my cycle as a way of releasing the old that's built up over that month and making space for the new. I've literally just started my business properly and I've got a healing space now. You know, I'm starting to take clients and I think that if I'm doing that, I need to work on myself too. I need to constantly be like, making sure that my energy is clear and my channel is clear and I'm cleansed and cleared from any stories and stagnant energies that are like built up within me too. So I feel like the medicine from the mushrooms and the shadow work has come up for a reason because I am going to be working with a lot of women. I already am. And I also need to clear myself and remember to fill my cup up too and remember to always be reminded that like to stay humble basically because I feel like the medicine humbled me when I did that journey. It humbled me because it was like, yeah, you think you know a lot, but like this is still here within you, so you kind of got to work on it. And I was like, oh, this is so hard. I'm willing to take it on, you know, bring it on, baby. You know, I want to heal, I want to rise up, I want to up level, I want to grow, and I want to be the best version of myself, always be messy and honor that as well. So this is a big part of it. And yeah, so I'm just honoring that and allowing these energies to flow through me and allowing myself to see my shadow and to just honor it and to give myself grace through the process because she's showing herself for a reason. She's showing herself to be seen. It's only up-leveling us. It's only coming to the surface to be transmuted. So try not to ignore these signs that our bodies are telling us. Our bodies are so intelligent and I think we don't give it enough credit. Although triggers are uncomfortable, some of them are actually a blessing to show us because they're showing us the elements of ourselves that still need to be healed. So if you are on the healing journey and this is a big part of your process, then take that into account, you know, take that into account and receive the messages with love and honor that and honor yourself and honor your healing and honor your shadow because it's all a part of you. Everything is a part of you. So we don't want to neglect a part of us because it's a more uncomfortable part of us. We want to appreciate and love every part of us because they're there for a reason, to show us something, to teach us something. It's important to know that. So, my loves, I feel like I'm going to close this episode off here. I hope it wasn't a bit... I know for a fact it's going to be all over the place, but you know what? It's messy, just like the shadow. And the walk as like... beautiful as this forest is, like, that was a bit of a stressful walk. And I think just where I was, like, trying to carry this big tripod with my phone in there, like, recording, speaking into a mic whilst trying to dodge these big, massive, muddy puddles in a pair of Birkenstocks and a pair of socks. I just made it uncomfortable for myself. But I just think it's funny. It's funny. And you just got to laugh at these things. Life is messy and it's beautiful. And you either cry in the process or you laugh while you're in it. So I'm going to do both. I'm going to cry and laugh. But yeah, I hope that you took something from this, and I hope that it's helped you appreciate yourself and appreciate your shadow and appreciate all aspects of yourself, and know that you're not alone through this process, and that to reach out to your sisters, to reach out to your friends, to reach out to your family if you need support. Don't do what I've done and just, like, think you can deal with it all yourself. Like, people are there, they want to be there for you. Open up to them and allow yourself to be open to that. Okay, my loves, have a beautiful day. Enjoy. Thank you for spending some time with me today. And thank you for, I'm just, like, really appreciating what I'm looking at right now. So I'm just, like, really taking it all in. If you're watching this video and you can see I'm not actually paying attention to the camera right now, I'm just like, oh, just taking in all these beautiful trees that are surrounding me right now, and the sound of the birds and the wind blowing on my face. And I'm just feeling really grateful for life right now, even though I have been in the mist and the mix of my shadow. And I just feel like this moment is to be appreciated. And I hope that this moment for you too, when you're listening to this, is also a moment of appreciation for your journey and yourself and where you are in life right now. And I'm sending you so much love, and may all the blessings be with you. I will speak to you soon. Stay tuned for my next episode. I love you. Mwah. Bye from me and my two nails that are the only ones left on this hand. Bye. Bye, guys.